This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard. Tensions between the government of Iraq and Kurds in the northern part of the country have once again reached a boiling point. In fact, Baghdad is cutting off payments to Kurdistan because of a controversy involving a tanker off the coast of Texas. Terry Wade is Houston Bureau Chief for Reuters. Terry, this story is playing out in a Texas courtroom?
That's correct. The autonomous region of Kurdistan has successfully exported several batches of oil this year, and Baghdad has opposed those exports. But in the last few weeks, the tensions have risen, and Iraq tried to block this tanker from unloading its crude in Galveston, and they successfully filed, and they got a court order to stop that from happening.
What I can understand is, why is this crude en route to Galveston? Kurdistan wants this crude, is that right?
Kurdistan is selling the crude, and they want to be able to independently export because they need the money to finance their own ambitions to create an independent state. The U.S. position on this is that the oil belongs to all Iraqis and that Kurdish independence might be bad for Iraq as a whole.
Where is Kurdistan getting this oil that it hopes to sell to fuel its national ambitions?
It comes out of fields around Kurdistan.
And it is exported through what port?
So there is a pipeline that started up about 7 months ago, and that runs over to Turkey and then to the Mediterranean Sea. The oil is loaded at a Turkish port known as Ceyhan, and then it's free to move out to foreign destinations.
And in this case, it's gone toward the Gulf of Mexico, I guess.
That's correct. It's loaded with about 1 million barrels of crude, which, you know, at market prices is worth about $100
million. $100
million
floating out there right off the Texas coast.
That's correct.
Let me make sure that I understand this correctly. Kurdistan is using Texas as a way station for selling oil to fuel the launch of its independent state.
So there are, besides the tanker that is off the coast of Texas right now, there are at least two other tankers in the world carrying Kurdish crude that are also in kind of a state of limbo. The oil could be bought by any number of refiners all over the world. There was one shipment of Kurdish oil that arrived in Texas in May. The buyer of that has still not been identified. And then there were at least four other cargoes of Kurdish oil that were delivered to Israel since January.
So Baghdad is asking the Texas court to do what precisely?
Basically, say if the oil gets unloaded, U.S. Marshals will seize it and turn it over to the Iraqis. Now, the tanker is so far offshore, it's about 60 miles offshore, that court order cannot be enforced. The ship would have to be within about 9 or 10 miles of shore to have jurisdiction over U.S. territorial waters.
But has the court actually issued an order in this case?
Yes, they've signed the order and they've issued the order. But the same judge who issued that order acknowledged yesterday that at this point in time, her court does not have jurisdiction over the matter.
This seems bizarre because it does put a Texas judge in the, and for that matter, the U.S. Marshals Service, right in the middle of an international dispute, indeed, a dispute between a semi-autonomous region in Iraq and the government in Iraq itself.
Yes, and so the State Department has made a point of discouraging companies from buying Kurdish oil because of potential legal risks, but at the same time, it has said it will not directly intervene in the impasse.
So where do you think this is headed? I mean, is the Kurdish oil still floating around out there just off of the Texas coast?
It is. The boat is currently anchored offshore, and lawyers at a court hearing yesterday said that it potentially could sail away if it wanted to, but so far that has not happened, and it's not clear yet if it will.
Terry Wade is the Houston Bureau Chief for Reuters. This is a fascinating story. Thank you very much for telling us all about it.
Thank you.
For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.